Hello everyone, I'm JWP and this is my monthly Hacker Public Radio edition. I was running in my stock Ubuntu and I came across something extra in the accessories panel that I haven't seen before, that somehow it installed itself without me really asking it to or doing something to it. Okay, so I'm gonna butcher this thing's name. It's BYOBU. So BYOBU is a Japanese term for decorative multi-panel screens that serve as folding room dividers. As an open source project, BYOBU is a lightweight configurable window manager built upon a GNU screen with elegant enhancement of otherwise functional, plain, practical GNU screen. The BYOBU includes an enhanced profile and configuration utilities for the GNU screen window manager, such as toggleable system status for notifications. Usage. Let's look at the BYOBU screen. The bottom right row of BYOBU contains, from left to right, your distribution logo, name, uptime, CPU load, frequencies, RAM amount and usage, and the date. You could have different info like the total number of processes or network statistics. If this information is highly configurable. To configure it, all you have to do is press F9. And I have it open on my machine right now, and it's default. It has some very nice colors to it. So it, at the lower left there, it has Ubuntu 11.04, which is my stock machine, and has an uptime, which is 21 hours, 22 minutes. And currently, I'm not using very much CPU, so it has and the CPU, the hertz is fluctuating, actually, somehow. So it's probably because it's a laptop and it fluctuates. It says I'm using my 2 gigabyte 24%, and it has the time on it. Now, if you're using something like, say, the my Linksys slug that I built, and you put this BYOBU thing on it, it was really, really helpful. You know, and it has a little bit of color on it, you know, a little bit of color on it, maybe. That would be really interesting if I could get that color out of, you know, a remote system. But in any case, it's great. Moving on to the second part of my info. Okay, guys, I purchased a new HP netbook. And the reason I purchased this was that I was having trouble with the Ubuntu presentation mode. Like, I was using Wine to do the PowerPoint 2007 viewer, and the LibreOffice presenter didn't really present really well with stock Ubuntu and a projector. I couldn't get it to work. Now, I realize that some people can't get it to work really well and everything. So what I did was, I went and I bought a HP 210 1017 NR, right? And this thing has a trackpad on it, but it has a pretty big trackpad, right? With, and doesn't have a separated buttons for the trackpad. And so I loaded up, it came with this Windows 7 starter. This thing is almost completely useless, this Windows 7 starter. Very buggy, very slow. And so I went ahead and I got the my work commonplace operating system, and I installed it, which is Windows 7 64-bit. I went to the store and I got the 2 gigabyte memory module to go in it, and it has a 250 gigabyte hard drive. Now, after much pain and suffering, I finally managed to get all of the 32-bit stuff working on it. So all the buttons and everything, I got it to work, and everything's great because it's the stock thing from my company. to include the Active EQ and everything. And it was quite a bit of work. Okay, and then I said, well, you know, this big hard drive, I can go ahead and take 20 gigabytes. And so I installed Subuntu on this partition. And the thing does not right click. And so I said, oh, it's got to be an easy fix. I'll just type it into, you know, the Ubuntu forum and I'll figure it out. And it came with 27 pages of different instructions. Apparently there are 31 different models made, and each one has a different like def sensitivity or something like this with this trackpad. Now of course, if I use a mouse or a attachable USB trackball, everything works flawlessly. But it sort of defeats the purpose of having a portable netbook, is that I want to use the trackpad. So I have a challenge to everyone, and there is a prize. My Nokia N770 is getting long in the tooth, and so I replaced it with an Android device from Entourage recently, and so I don't have a need for it anymore. And I was just going to donate it at the Aug Camp this year, but in the spirit of competition, I'm going to be at the Aug Camp, and whoever can make the changes to my Ubuntu installation to make the trackpad work gets the Nokia N770 with all of the CDs for all of the hacks. So the 2006 version, the 2007 version, the 2008 version, and all of the software and cheats and everything that I have will be on a separate CD. And it's in great condition too, right? I would say about 85% condition, if I had to say anything. And it's the battery on it is pretty good. It connects to any Nokia phone. If I use the 2007 browser, and it seems to work fairly well. And you can play games, and it's a great little e-reader. Even today, even though it's 5 or 6 years old, it works really well. So that's going to be the prize. So I call out all y'all Ubuntu, Subuntu freaks. Also, if you think that Subuntu might not be the right thing for me, if y'all want to use any Debian-based or Fedora or anything like that, just bring your USB stick and I'll let you, as long as you don't destroy the data partition, you can reinstall however you want to get it to work. The only thing that I ask is that if it's a configuration file, that you also give it to me as a separate file, or tell me where that is in the system, so that when I do upgrade to the next long-term support release, I will have it. Okay, well, that's pretty much it. It's a little long for my normal Hacker Public Radio thing. I hope everything goes well with y'all. If y'all have any comments or solutions or anything that you need to contact me with, my email address is jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. For more information on the show and how to contribute your own shows, visit hackerpublicradio.org.